This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Hi. Impressive carrying skills, right? I got some Bud Lights for us. So, I kept hearing about this thing called March Madness, and I thought we were all just having a hectic month, but it turns out it has something to do with sports. And I'm not sure exactly which sport, but either way, it's a cause to celebrate. This month, I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood, and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it.
I'm sorry to do that to you guys, but I had to play that. By now, we all know who that is, right?
Dylan.
Do I need to say it? Thank you. Dylan Mulvaney, is it fair to say iconic? Because that video is going to go down in history, for better or for worse.
Yeah,
some people loved it. Others realized that was a major marketing flop.
It's
for
been banned
Anheuser-Busch.
At Anheuser-Busch. They're not even allowed to play it on their phones over there anymore.
That was 2023 when that came out, and
wow.
Boy, that rocked that company. And rightfully so. It was a terrible decision. The woman who was, I guess, the mastermind behind it, I believe she lost her job. Well, there is a big change happening at Anheuser-Busch, and the CEO is now encouraging AB's distributors and partners to replace the term domestic with American when it comes to marketing the beer, arguing that that term American better reflects the industry's identity.
Okay.
He sent everyone a letter on Wednesday, and he's telling them he's not happy with the longstanding use of that word domestic to describe American-made beer, because if you look at, you know, a restaurant and you're looking at their menu, you, of course, are going to see domestic beers, things like that, beer stands, grocery aisles. That's just, for whatever reason, the word that they've used. So he's saying, you know what, I'd really like to change this. And like I mentioned, he sent that letter. And I want to read you part of that letter. It says,
okay.
The pride, this is from, again, the CEO of AB, Brendan Whitworth. He says, the pride we take in this great country should also be properly and accurately applied to our great American beers. They are brewed by American workers who receive American wages. They rely on American farmers and on American raw material suppliers. They support American causes like the military and first responders. They pay American taxes. Domestic isn't necessarily an incorrect adjective to use. It just doesn't fully capture the spirit and passion that's intrinsic in the American beer industry and its brands. It also doesn't fully capture the pride we should all take in products made right here in this great country.
MABA.
What a shift.
MABA at Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah.
See, it's AB.
Make American Beer Again.
Make American Beer Again, right? Make America Beer Again.
I mean, how can anyone make the argument that this had nothing to do with Trump? You know, do you think that the CEO had always kind of felt like this?
No.
Or do you think there's been a shift? Because wasn't it the same CEO, Brendan Whitworth, who was on all these network news outlets after this whole Dylan Mulvaney thing? I'm pretty sure it was this guy. And he was you know, beating around the bush. He wouldn't really answer any direct questions. Remember, they said, "Do you regret doing this?" Things like that, and he refused to do it.
He failed the crisis management test. Let's put it that way. So, yeah, here's the thing. I got a number of friends who either worked for or still work for Anheuser-Busch, a couple of them fairly high up over there, and they all came to me and told me when this was going on, "Mark, you got to quit being so hard on these folks. It really is a conservative company. They really have conservative values." And I'm like, "No, first of all, you don't have to convince me. You have to convince your beer drinkers that you went out and hired a transvestite to represent your most iconic brand. That was stupid. So what I need your conservative CEO to do is to go on camera and say, what we did was stupid. It was a mistake. We hired somebody with a point of view that we should probably have found out more about before we put her in charge of our biggest brand, and she blew it. And if they had come out and said that the week this happened, this would, if not had all gone away, it wouldn't have had nearly the impact on their beer sales. Instead, they felt like they circled the wagons and had to defend it. And Americans said, no, this is nonsense. I no longer buy the fact that, you know, that he's doing this for any reason other than marketing. I just can't believe it.
Well, we all know money talks, and so you could make the argument, well, it's because their sales plummeted after that 2023 Dylan Mulvaney video. But he's had close to 2 years to make that change and did not. And so that's why I'm wondering if, well, I'm sure that was a factor in his decision, but I also wonder if Trump now being in office was what played, potentially, that was the tipping point.
Could be the Trump effect.
If Kamala Harris were in office, do you think this change would have been happening? I don't think so.
Oh, hell no. Making beer, American beer, great again. That's what they're, I mean, it's smart. And, you know, a lot of their cans will show the American flag on them, or the red, white, and blue. And, I mean, I think it's a fine marketing tactic. I hope people buy into it. I just don't know. I think, unfortunately for you, part of that ship left the dock right after the Dylan Mulvaney incident. And you had a chance to turn it around, and you didn't. Mm-hmm. And you've seen the fallout from it. I mean, this may be one step in the recovery. But I still don't think it's going to undo the damage.
I think many companies are doing damage control. I mean, we've seen even Target that had the tuck swimsuits,
yes,
or whatever they're called. Well, obviously, there was a lot of backlash with that. And people, myself included, boycotted Target. I used to go to Target all the time, and I have gone back, but it's seldom, very, very rarely. And I think that's really key, too, is that not only have they lost people who probably will never, ever step foot inside a Target anymore, but you have someone like me who, I don't want to say I was a loyal customer, but that was just a place I knew I could go to get if I needed random groceries, but also I needed whatever. Like, they just have a lot of stuff, right? And so I would go there quite often, and it's just not first on my list of places to go. And that is hurtful, too, when you have customers like me where they're instead thinking of other stores they can go, and Target's kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess I could go there.
Yeah.
That takes a hit. So a lot of these companies, I think, are trying to turn the ship around. Like, it's like the Titanic, and you saw the iceberg. Some of them already hit it, like AB. Then now they're trying to backtrack, and it has cost them greatly.
Well, not all of them have learned their lesson, clearly, and I some of them will try to adjust cosmetically to hopefully take advantage of some of the momentum, mm-hmm, that they see around the Trump common sense approach to life. They'll switch right back as soon as a Democrat gets elected again in the White House.
Could.
They will, but we know how liberal these boards are. I mean, look at the NFL, for example.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They saw a decline in viewership when they went woke, when they had people kneeling on the sidelines. They put an end to all that crap. They still had the end racism message in the end of all the end zones, which is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life, because most NFL football teams don't reflect the diversity of America. If you look at the breakdown of race in America, the football team at the NFL level certainly doesn't reflect that percentage. The vast majority of players in the NFL are black, and that's fine. What it does prove is meritocracy. They're the best. It doesn't matter what color they are. It's stupid. And these people are all multimillionaires, and yet we have to be lectured by the NFL to end racism. Racism doesn't exist in the NFL because it's something based on meritocracy. You're either good enough to get a $5 million a year contract or you're not, and you have to go on and see what else is next in your life. So in the NFL is a good example. They still haven't completely given that crap up. They're going to erase that off the end zone, but they're still going to do the black national anthem before they do the national anthem at the Super Bowl on Sunday.
That's disappointing.
And I'll be sure the sound is down for that, because don't look at me in the face and talk to me about unifying this country and unity and then do something that's as divisive as that. Yeah. There aren't two national anthems in this country. There's one. One. Yeah, period.
I agree. Have you seen any of the commercials that have been released ahead of the Super Bowl?
Because I haven't seen one.
I have not seen one either. Surely there would be an Anheuser-Busch. Doesn't Anheuser-Busch normally
do one? Usually it's something cute like a...
Like the Clydesdales.
Like a Clydesdale kicking a field goal or something. Yeah.
Right.
They probably are.
Let's see if there's a shift in not just AB's commercials, but in general, some of these companies' commercials, if you can tell, okay, they're making some changes here. The tone is different.
I contemplated a segment on that today and having a guest on to talk about some of the Super Bowl commercials, but I really didn't have enough interest in it. I just don't. I'm not watching the game to see the commercials anymore. There was a time when you would, and some of the commercials are clever, but they're way overpriced and usually probably not as effective as the companies would like, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I just think things have changed now because you get them released early and people have talked about them a lot, so you're just not... Waiting by the TV on the actual game day.
If you really want to see them, plus you want to get as wide an audience as you can. So, of course, you release them ahead of time, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it's a good point. No, I don't think the conservative spiel from the head of Anheuser-Busch is going to fly now. I think that's about 3 years too late. That was 3 years ago, wasn't it? Is that when it was?
2023 is when the Dylan Mulvaney video came out. So two years ago.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of damage in 2 years. Holy cow.
Get more at 971talk.com.